Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Guys, once again, Divine Mind Tribe Radio. I'm your host. Call me whatever you want. I'm just playing. Well, we're all reflections of each other, reflections and projections, visualizations, and modified matrix introspections. You can call me whatever you want. I am nameless, fameless. Bottom of the lime. It's like a margarita without lime. I'm just playing around. What's up, guys? I'm your host, Davey. You know, we're elevating, Davey. I think I've kind of embodied, I'm embodying this new energy of it represents silent power, and it represents speaking through the mediums that empower higher self. And only empower higher self, which is actually practicing as much silence as possible. So I've decided to actually associate myself with the name Hush, right? Hush, representing hush. Shh, like it's time to hush. It's time to feel. So I'm going to be changing a few things around. Also on the Instagram, Divine Mind Tribe. I know a lot of you guys that listen do follow the Instagram. So I thank you very much for that. For those of you that have not checked out our Instagram yet, we did take a step back from technology and spend some time in nature. So we do apologize for not being as active the last 2 weeks. We've just been focusing a lot on getting other business matters in order, so we can like the rubber band slingshot further than we've ever been before. So thank you guys for your patience, and we love and appreciate your participation in, once again, Divine Mind Tribe. You can check us out on Instagram at divine.mind.tribe. You will also be seeing within the next 2 weeks a launch, which we'll be talking a little bit more about as time goes on all of our social media platforms: Twitter, Divine Mind Tribe; Facebook, Divine Mind Tribe; and then we're going to be seeing DivineMindTribe.com, along with, which we're super excited about, DivineMindTribe.io. Yes, we're going to be building off the Ethereum network. For those of you that are familiar, you know how fun and cool that could be. For those of you that aren't, oh my gosh, something. We honor whatever you do with your time. I highly suggest you check out what it means to build an application through the IO, the .io network, which essentially is just the Ethereum, blockchain network itself in and of itself. So a lot of cool things happening in the world. As you guys know, here we are pulling out of this final spinning energy of this purge of people rioting and protesting and participating in collective acts of anger, but also organized anger from a place of love, where they do just want equality and they do see things. And when I say they, I mean I adopt the same belief systems. I believe love, unconditional love for all beings, regardless of race, religion, creed, color, I mean anything. It's sexual orientation. It is really all about the essence of love for all beings. And there you go. I'm sure that you guys might be able to hear out of my home studio, my daughter. she just ran to the side opening door in my home studio. And man, when you have a child, you already know love for all beings, right? If you've ever had the blessing or the experience of having your own child, you know the importance of finding and maintaining a space of unconditional love. And then if you can extend that understanding out into the matrix of your consciousness, which contains everybody and everything that you experience, it's all a projection, it's all a holographic reflection and projection. And if you want to know a little bit more about that, you can just check out, you know, Google search. Google search law of attraction, Google search quantum physics and manifestation. There's a lot of things you can search out there that will provide you an even greater depth of clarity and understanding and transparency and authenticity when it comes to, and of course revolving around, you know, talking about certain topics that are not necessarily exercised in mainstream media. So when I say certain topics that are not necessarily exercised in mainstream media, I'm talking about things that are beneficial to adopt into your day-to-day life. That's what today's show is about, guys. Sorry it took me 8 minutes to get to the intro. But I think that there's a lot, you know, it's not with these shows, as you know, we don't limit ourselves to one specific topic or one hallway. We got to open all the doors that are available in that hallway and search the rooms and then come back to the hallway, go to the next door. That's how you really dive into understanding at greater depths, you know, certain bits and pieces of information about yourself, about your relationship with your existence in the world, your relationship with money, your relationship with what you trade your time to, you know, to do for sustenance, to do for freedom, your relationship with the relationships in your human experience. So to really break these facets of your consciousness down and understand that, you know, each category of your relationships has its own set of, it's kind of like Tetris, you know? It has its own geometrical setting that just fits perfectly into place. And approaching one topic a certain way and then applying that approach, you know, across the board, a lot of the times, you know, can be successful, but at the same time, we do need to learn how to modify our ways of thinking and our ways of approaching circumstances in this human experience if we are looking for alternative ways to grow, if we're looking for alternative ways to adapt to what's going on in the world. I mean, we could be talking about a lot of things, but what better time to spend, you know, this precious 50 minutes that we have interconnecting with each other, whether or not you email me or you're just you're simply listening and absorbing the information. What better way to spend this 50 minutes than talk about how to better our lives together, right? I'm not saying I have all the answers, and I say that in just about every show. by no means claim that I have all the answers. What I do claim is I've been practicing, studying, teaching to some degree, and learning always how to adopt and adapt higher ways of embracing high consciousness, higher ways of other ways of embracing higher states of consciousness, higher ways of embracing other states of consciousness. Any way you want to say it. And I'm just sharing with you, this is what has worked for me and the loved ones that practice these ideologies as well. It works for them too. And we've had many people come on the show and attest to having, you know, apply these modalities or these certain facets of the human experience. Once you apply them and really marinate yourself in what can I do, what can I adapt to, therefore adopt into my day-to-day routine that's going to assist me in adapting to an entirely new climate of consciousness, right? So now is the time, right? Nothing is the same. Now, energetically, a lot of people are feeling like things are coming back to normal, which to a certain degree, they absolutely are. And when I say coming back to normal, I mean maybe less people are as inclined to wear masks, except not after day before yesterday when we were all warned that the, you know, certain floating virus that I choose not to speak its name supposedly is getting worse and supposedly, you know, stuff like this. I don't even put my energy there. I just protect. Now, ignorance, just as a little side, you know, walk into one of those doors down the hallway of what to adopt into your experience during these times that assists you in adapting. One of these doorways, one of these is learning when to honor the definition between what ignorance is versus knowingness and choosing not to participate or indulge in whatever it is that is a potential reality for you to experience. Now, what I mean by that is when I say things like, you know, this certain virus that people are talking about is now supposedly gotten worse due to the protesting, due to people being in large crowds, and how that spread, and so on and so forth. So there's this whole kind of perfectly sculpted play-by-play, which allows for a tremendous stream of fear-mongering, the masses fear-mongering all of us, making us live in a vibration of fear. Because when we're fearful, we cling on to anything that we can, essentially for dear life. Now, metaphorically speaking, of course, I mean, realistically speaking, what does that mean? It means that we cling on to information that's given to us that sounds somewhat pleasant. But we can't stop listening to the bad stuff because we feel like, well, if we stop listening, then we won't be in the know. And if we're not in the know, then we're not prepared. Keep in mind, guys, this is one of the greatest forms of deception in on this planet that we have, that many, many, many cultures and races have been manipulated, heavily manipulated by. This form of deception I'm about to share with you is making the mass consciousness believed that there is only one planet, making the mass consciousness surrender to the understanding, their understanding. And when I say there, I say they at, you know, on the back of a $1 bill, they are the ones that are the pyramid with the eye. That's they. Whoever they is, it's they. Okay, those are the entities and the beings that I'm referring to, and the corporations that I'm referring to, the collective consciousness of energy that I'm referring to, is the people that control the media, the people that control the money, the people that control the Federal Reserve, the people that control certain treaties in space about launching what shuttles, when, where, certain satellites, things like that. Those people, right? Those people are the ones pulling the strings behind the strings, that have access to absolute infinite funding, so they can just move money wherever they'd like and fund whatever it is that they wish to fund. So there's this mass injection of funding in, you know, making sure that all news media outlets are fear-mongering the masses. So when I say, just for a greater depth and understanding, they, quote-unquote, they want, you know, us to be in a state of fear, because that is a controlling state. That is who they is, right? That's who I'm referring to. We don't know they, right? We don't know them. We might, I don't know. But what we do know is it's all a reflection, and they know that. They know that when the individual empowers themselves by practicing some of the tools and techniques that we've talked about in the past that we're going to talk about today, for example, mindfulness, learning breath work, learning how to stimulate and activate the meridians in your body, learning how to move your energy, learning how to tap into your energy, learning that you are a vibrational being, learning that you are a quantum being, learning that there is an infinite number of parallel realities, that literally in the quantum timeline parallel each other. And you are sifting and sorting. Now, this information that I've received is, if you guys want to check them out, it's pretty amazing. Bashar, B-A-S-H-A-R. Go on YouTube, type in Bashar Parallel Realities. Oh, awesome. I highly suggest. For those of you out there that have already listened, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Very first time you ever listen to Bashar Parallel Realities, and he shares with you and just lays it out in the most beautiful way of exactly, you know, how the quantum field works, how the matrix works and operates in relationship to our vibrational density and consciousness, meaning the relationship that changes and the fundamental constructs change when the dimensionality of the communication between the observer and the observed changes, right? So when the observer changes its dimensionality, the observed shall change with it. Okay. So understanding these concepts, understanding that when the news tells you, or when a group of people that have, you know, high authority, you know, are go on TV and they tell you, you know, that this and this and this and this is happening, that is simply a contrasting experience that allows you the great gift and blessing of actually overcoming your environment with your willpower. Paramahansa Yogananda, one of his famous quotes is, "Environment is stronger than will." Meaning, the surrounding environment of an individual is actually stronger than that individual's willpower. When there is a temptation in the external reality, your ego is the first and the quickest to jump in and say, yes, I want that. That's it. And now there's a difference between having an experience, indulging in the fruits of life, and serving the ego. There is a difference. Now, indulging in the fruits of life from a place of deliberate awareness is what this human experience is all about. If anything, that's what we need to practice more and more and more and more of each and every single day is, how do I operate from a space of being present and observing from a place of unconditional attainment, compassion, that in which my reality has to reflect back to me? The more you ask yourself, what can I do to improve the beauty in my reality? Oh, maybe I can plant a tree there. That's beautiful. What kind of tree do I want to plant? And go and do it. Action fueled by inspiration is the most powerful and absolutely limitless action in the entire universe. You cannot, it doesn't get more powerful than action being taken from a place of inspiration. Right? I like that. Action being taken from a place of inspiration. You know, Abraham talks about that as well. The importance of taking action when you are inspired to take that action. 3 a.m, you're laying in bed, you get the stop, bam. You want to get up out of bed and do it. Get up, do it. Put your feet on the floor. And as Dr. Wayne Dyer shares, do not let your feet stop touching the floor until you're able to wake up. If you get inspired to do something, but you're too tired to do it, you get up and you make sure that your feet stay to the floor. No matter what, your feet stay to the floor. And when you're ready, your body gets up and you automatically take action. And that action has a specific vibrational ripple effect that is so powerful that it alters and changes the fundamental construct of your current timeline, because you acted on your excitement. You acted from a place of high frequency consciousness. When you operate from a place of, oh, I'll do it later. Oh, that's not for me right now, but I love it and I'd love to have that one day. You're literally saying, yeah, I'm not worthy. I'm not currently worthy. Maybe I'll be worthy one day, but right now I'm not worthy. So the thought of putting something phenomenal or beautiful or enjoyable, even slightly enjoyable, the thought of putting off to the side things that bring you joy in that moment, just because you think that you're going to, you know, embrace it later, you're going to like it later. These are the little things we must teach ourselves, we must learn, is when there's an opportunity to seize something delicious in life, when life gives you a cupcake, you don't wait a day to eat it. You just eat it and you enjoy it, right? It doesn't matter if you're vegan or whatever. One cupcake isn't going to hurt you. Or if you are vegan and you're hardcore and you get a vegan cupcake, you're going to love the cupcake, all right? If life hands you a vegan cupcake, eat it. If life hands you a non-vegan cupcake, eat it. It doesn't matter. So If you guys are just tuning in, today's show is about what to adopt and adapt within your day-to-day routines that will assist you in embodying a high-frequency consciousness during these massive times of transformation and transition into fifth-dimensional consciousness. And what does that mean, fifth-dimensional consciousness, 5D? That means that here on planet Earth, there is a certain photonic wave that is passing. It's from the center of the universe, these photonic waves. Waves of pure light energy that bend all time and space are passing through this planet, right? Now, these waves are unseen. If you guys are really interested and you want to get a little bit more information based around what it is that I'm talking about, make sure to check out the book, We Are Becoming Galactic Humans, one of my faves. We Are Becoming Galactic Humans. Now, it was written back in the 90s. It's channeled, and it's a really phenomenal book, We Are Becoming Galactic Humans. The Intention Experiment. That's another great book, The Intention Experiment by Lynn McTaggart. Make sure to check these things out. They're available everywhere. Kindle, Amazon, paperback, hardback. I think hardback, definitely paperback. One way or another, check them out. They're really great. So there's these photonic waves, right, that actually science can measure. And these waves are coming from essentially, from our perspective, the center of the universe. And they're so large and massive that these waves are actually altering the electromagnetic frequency of this planet. They are changing the vibrational frequency of Earth. Now, with that understanding, if you can, just for a moment, visualize little pieces of paper that lay on top of each other, right? But they're actually paralleled. So there's no hierarchy in any way, shape, or form. There is no one is better than the other. One is more worthy than the other. They're literally just vibrating potentials. So your consciousness is sifting without you even being aware, sifting and sorting through these different realities. Now, I know this sounds absolutely nutso for someone that hasn't embraced the understanding of our quantum nature. But like I said, make sure to check out Bashar Parallel Realities. You can just type in, what is a parallel reality? Just go ahead, type it in. If this sounds out of the box, out of the norm, that's completely fine. That's completely normal. That's cool. I know the first time I heard this, I was very curious, but I also questioned it until I did not only my tangible research, but I had personal experiences that proved to me that this is at least a part of the way my quantum nature operates in relationship to the universe, right? So if it applies to me and it applies to many others that have been teaching these Eastern morals and ethics and modalities for thousands of years, then I'm sure that it applies to just about everyone. In fact, every single human being on the planet. These are certain fundamental laws of existence that cannot be broken, or there's no loophole around these laws, you know, these laws of existence. They're tied up in paradox after paradox, but the paradox actually unfolds itself and proves it's not a paradox. So that's, we've done shows on paradox of the universe. Make sure to check out, some of our past shows. And if you're interested in learning more about, you know, these universal paradoxes and stuff. But today's show, once again, we're going to get back to it. What can we adopt within our state of consciousness on a day-to-day level, a daily routine? What can we adopt within our daily routines to raise our vibrations, to raise our states of consciousness, which will assist us in adapting to this new world? All right, guys. Number one, like I said earlier, breath work. You guys got to. I'm never gonna say you got to do anything. You don't got to do anything. I highly suggest, if you wish to increase your life force, if you wish to increase your prana, your chi, your energy, your mana, whatever you like to call it, you got to breathe correctly. Now, these aren't my rules. These are things that have been introduced to me through my desire to learn certain practices and certain teachings, which enhance my overall state of being and substantially raise the vibration of my consciousness on a dime by just practicing these very simple techniques. So breath work, you guys gotta, if you wanna feel good, I highly suggest you learn how to properly breathe. Learn how to breathe properly. Learn specifically, if you can, holotropic breathing. That's H-O-L-O-T-R-O-P-I-C. H-O-L-O-T-R-O-P-I-C. Holotropic breathwork. A lot of videos on YouTube. There's no reason. If you have access to this show, then you have access to learning holotropic breathwork. There's also some phenomenal books out there. Shout out to the brother. You can check him out on Instagram, Illuminati Congo. He also goes by Nazi Congo. He's all about teaching us the power of the breath and how to work the breath into all the elemental structures of mind, body, spirit. Beautiful soul, very powerful individual. Another breath master, in my humble opinion, that has been a great teacher to not just myself, but many, many people, is my dear brother Benjamin. You can check him out at Galactic Evolution on Instagram. That's Galactic Evolution, and that's Galactic with a K, G-A-L-A-K-T-I-C. So Galactic Evolution. These are just some people that if you are looking to really learn breath work, these certain individuals have dedicated their lives to understanding how to breathe in perfect synchronicity and harmony with that higher self, with that higher source, higher version of you. When you breathe, breath is life. You know, I'm sure you've heard that before. Water is life. Yes. Breath is life. What is water? Water is oxygen. Water is breath. Breath is water. Breath is life. Life is water, right? So hydrogen and oxygen, that creates water. Take the hydrogen out, you have oxygen, okay? Oxygen is life. What happens, what's the first thing that happens when someone ceases to, their spirit ceases to be in the body? They stop breathing, right? That's how you know, is they stop breathing. Right. What is one of the things that we are continued to be told? Keep breathing. Right. When you ever, sleep apnea, all of these certain diseases, which are diseases in the body. Right. And actually they start in the mind. And then you tell yourself the mind is on this repetitive story, which then reaffirms these neural pathways, which then just block the body's natural ability to heal whatever it is that needs to be healed. Unless you talk, obviously, in life-affirming ways, then your body is going to heal up a lot quicker than a body that is being told not to. So, breath work, very powerful. What's another thing we could do? Number two, I mean, I'm not even going to do numbers because there's no one is, I mean, breath is always number one. Breath work is always number one. Obviously, in equivalent with breath work, drink as much clean water as you can. By the way, when you drink your water, give thanks to the water. Give thanks to your body. If your body is 73%+ water, which, by the way, what is the percentage of water on the planet? 73%, something like that. You know that the planets, when I say the planet, I say your planet, because there are an infinite number of planets. That's why your planet has the exact amount of water that your body does. So the planet that you exist on, within the infinite span of parallel reality, has the same amount of water that is in your body. And that's how connected the body and the planet, Pachamama herself. So there's an infinite number of versions of you, right? Certain people talk about going, you know, having a past life experience. That's a concurrent life. There is no past, there is no present. There is the present. There is no past. There is no future. There is just the present, right? I've said this 101. This will be 102 times. Yesterday is history and tomorrow is a mystery. Today is a gift, for that is why it is called the present. The only thing that exists is the now. So understand that you are essentially operating within this grid, this matrix. What's a matrix? A matrix is a simply, you know, when you go on, if anybody's ever used Excel, you know, your Excel matrix is just the grid in which you have the ability to put in whatever applications you so choose, right? So this human experience is the same thing as having essentially a prefabricated matrix, which you are injected into. You are a part of this collective consciousness of Earth. But there are an infinite number of these Earths that you, without even trying, have the ability to sift and sort through. You don't even notice it, right? Like the little things. When your keys get misplaced and you don't have any idea how they got there, those silly little things, I could have sworn I put them here. You know, whether it's happened once in your life, twice in your life, there's something, right? That one time, or if you live in my house, happens every single day of my life. And as it's not a memory thing. We are shifting and sorting. We're sifting through these realities, and each and every single reality has a slight difference. That means that the past on that reality was actually different than the past you experienced. Your memories are not the same memories that they were when you have shifted to a different vibrational calibration within your consciousness. If you tune your, now let's use it, you know, this is the classic example. Consciousness operates just like a radio transmitter. If you live in Los Angeles and you want to listen to classic rock, you're going to go to 95.5 KLOS, right? When you listen to classic rock, you're doing 95.5. Now, if you tune your radio dial to K-Earth 101, you are no longer a vibrational equivalent. Your radio is no longer a transmitting device for 95.5 unless you choose to turn the dial back. Now, you know those stations in between? Sometimes you get a clear signal. You're looking for a good station. You're going through the stations, and then you get like a funky station. That frequency has nothing to pick up on, because the transmitting, the broad, the the transmitters are not broadcasting through those frequencies. Meaning, parallel to, when you are focusing on something that is negative, something that, I'm really trying to drop that word. When you are focusing on something that's low frequency consciousness, you tend to get on those funky stations that are out of alignment, kind of don't really have much to offer. Maybe you can hear something come through, so you stay on the station. You know, just change it. Just go to something that's groovy. When you tune your consciousness, let's say you want to listen to some oldies, right? You tune your consciousness to K-Earth 101, your metaphorical radio dial, which is a metaphor for consciousness. All of a sudden, you're bumping to the oldies, right? You're loving it. Beach Boys is on. You're digging it. You're dancing in the car. You can't dance to squiggly music. So if you apply the same understanding, when you understand how the radio works, when you understand how AM, FM radio works with the transmitters and with the frequencies and with the wattage, if that wattage is emitting a transmission that is within the vicinity of the receiver's ability to receive, then it's going to pick up on that frequency and it will absolutely transmit whatever station you tune your dial to. Now, same application when it comes to consciousness. Your consciousness is the dial. Your emotions are the stations. Your matrix, your surrounding environment is what is on the station, is what the station is broadcasting, right? So when you tune your consciousness to a place of joy, when you do breath work, when you stretch, okay? What are the things we can incorporate in our lives? Start stretching every single day. I know it's a difficult one to get into, but you got to just try. And for those of you out there that are into working out and stretching, that's awesome. Keep doing it. And here's the thing. Keep pushing yourself to continue to get more limber and strengthen your spirit. Do slow movements within the body. And ask your body, how do I want to be moved? Right? Okay. Number three, this is very important, guys. Now, like I said, one is not more important than the other, except we got to learn how to breathe properly. But breathing properly brings all of these things. It really does. When you breathe properly, your life changes. When you learn to breathe properly in through the stomach, right? Really, and like let your stomach come out into like a Buddha bulge, right? And then out, right through the nose or into the mouth. It doesn't, any type of breathing, have it be deliberate, sacred, right? When you go into breath mode, you really bring in life. Give thanks for your water, right? Dr. Masaru Emoto taught us the power of water, the power of the malleability of the molecular structures of water. This is scientifically proven. Yes, there was some people that tried to suppress, you know, that information by saying that it was false. It's been proven by home experiments. Go on YouTube, look up the Dr. Emoto water experiment. It's not just him. A lot of people have proven this experiment. Okay. Give thanks for the water that you drink. Give thanks for the food that you eat. Start shifting into a place of gratitude. This is how we're going to adapt as a collective consciousness to the things that have already happened and that are going to continue to happen, right? This is something else you guys might want to do. Educate yourselves in how our global monetary system works. Go on YouTube and check out Mike Maloney's Hidden Secrets of Money. It's like a 12 or 13 episode series at this point. He continues adding episodes and each one gets more amazing and filled with information than the last. I definitely check out episode 4, The Greatest Scam in the History of Mankind. That's going to kind of give you a little idea for where we're at in our economy. And keep in mind, that episode was released, I believe, 3 or 4 years ago. But what I'm getting at here, guys, is there is this information that is out there. You guys got to be educating. I'm not going to say you got to. You will be so much happier with yourself if you educate yourselves. Get knowledgeable about, okay, the world's changing. The entire global economic system is changing. What can I do? It takes 1 week, really 1 week, not even that, a couple hours to watch these videos, get this information, and educate yourself in ways that you've never done so before. When you allow yourself the great gift of education, I'm not talking about going to school, I'm talking about self-education. Sitting up till 3 a.m, if you have the luxury to do so, right? And that's just an example. Get your notebook, get your journal, and listen to this stuff. Get absorbed in it. Understand that by you educating yourself in these areas of life opens up doors to you, which allow you to be ahead of the curve and make decisions that will affect your life in the most positive ways. That's what this is all about. What can we do to adopt into our day-to-day regimens, our day-to-day, you know, our habitual day-to-day rundowns? What can we do to change or adopt into that will help us adapt to these times? Give gratitude. Educate yourself. Educate yourself as much as you can. Read books that inspire you. A couple books that, if you haven't read them, I highly suggest checking them out. The Science of Getting Rich by W.D. Wattles. A phenomenal book. It talks about the quantum physics behind the energy of exchange. It's not a pompous one percenter, but it's nothing like that. It's about understanding your value. And understanding that within you lies the power of creation. And anything that you have the ability to visualize in your mind, you absolutely have the opportunity to create as a tangible, fully interactive reality in your life. So these are just some, you know, little drops here and there. Do your breath work, stretch every day, give your gratitude, start exercising your brain by giving yourself some time within your day to educate yourself in the things that make you excited and happy. Educate yourself. No. Last but not least, definitely not least, gardening, guys. Check it out. We are in the age of self-sustainability. Learn how to garden. Feed your families. Feed yourselves. Let's do it. We are creating a collective community of people that honor the consciousness of unity. And this is all about understanding that in numbers, there is power. And in unity, we stand together as we shift into these higher dimensional states of consciousness. I love you guys. You are awesome. You are loved, cherished, and appreciated so dearly. Make sure if you have any emails, you can always email us at divinemindtriberadio@gmail.com. We love the emails. Keep them rolling on in. And make sure to, if you're not already, follow us on our Instagram, Twitter, Facebook at divine.mind.tribe. There's also a lot of really great things that are going to be coming up soon. And from this point on, guys, you just focus on yourself, focus on your joy, your consciousness. This is your world. This is your world that you're creating. You're the observer. The observer changes the observed. So change it, mold it into the matrix in which you know you're worthy of experiencing. Just believe it. Let it go. There's no conditions to your joy. Love you guys. You're the best. See you next Sunday. Peace.